ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभं व्यास शंकर मध्यमं अस्मदाचार्य पर्यंतं भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम Okay, last bit we have, tenth arvakaha. Aham vrikshasya reriva, kirtiv prishthangire riva, urdhvapa vitro vajiniva swamrutamasmi, dravinagum savarchasam, sumedha amrutokshitaha. इति त्रिशंकोर्वेदानुवचनम्। We saw the day, the meaning of the word sumedhaha. See, wise person is identical with the Ishwaraha. Why? Because of his omniscience. Which means, it is the reality of one's own swarupam, which is the source of all knowledge. It is the reality obtaining him of pure knowledge is a source of all knowledge. Therefore, the person who is endowed with the knowledge of that reality is also sumedhaha. And because as Ishvara, Jiva does not have that, but still as Ishvara, the person is endowed with the skill of being the creator, sustainer, and the one in whom everything resolves is said to be sumedhaha. For that meaning, now we move on to page number 262. Correct? Okay. Ata eva amruto marana dharma. Atayeva, if you break it, ataha, visarga must be there, okay? For sandhi rule, ataha, atayeva, amruto marana dharma, ataha, therefore, which is an indeclinable word, then yeva, that is why, when you want to say that is why, atayeva, ataha, therefore, eva, only or alone. When you put them together, it means that is why, that is the reason. Ata eva, therefore, amrutaha. Amrutaha means what? Amarana dharmaha. Maranam means death. Amaranam, not death. So, maranam, mortality. Amaranam, immortality. Dharmaha means the nature. Therefore, amarana dharmaha. The one who is not subject to death. Amrutaha. One who is free from mortality. One meaning. Okay, amrutaha. Then, not only mortality. So I am not subject to any form of destruction. That's why we say nityas achedyoyam adahyoyam akledyososhayevacha nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavakaha, which means I am not subject to any form of destruction. Absolutely, I am of the nature. I am immortal. Next meaning he gives, akshito kshino vyayaha. Akshito kshino vyayaha. If you break it, akshitaha. Akshitaha is the mantra word. The word used in the mantra is what? Akshitaha. And Shankara Bhagavatpada gives the meaning of akshinaha. Akshitaha is the original word. Meaning given by Shankara is akshitaha. Akshinaha. So, here again, Kshitaha. So, Kshitaha means subject to, one meaning is, first we say Amritaha, Amrana Dharmaha. We say, then now we see Akshitaha. That is original meaning. And here, Akshinaha. What Akshinaha? Avyayaha. Same meaning. Akshitaha, Akshinaha, Avyayaha. All three words mean the same. What does it mean? Indestructible. Indeclinable. Not subject to change. Not subject to get hurt, wounded. That is the meaning. Akshitaha, Akshinaha, Avyayaha. All three words mean indestructible, indeclinable, not subject to get hurt or wounded. Another meaning is given. Akshataha. Akshataha. Va amrutena. So, first, Akshitaha, Akshinaha, Avyayaha. If you take the word Akshitaha, first is Avyayaha, not subject to change, indeclinable. Then Akshataha, Aksha, not Kshi, Kshataha, unwounded. Kshataha means wounded. Akshataha, unwounded. It means the one who is not subject to get wounded or hurt. Akshataha. Then Amrutena va Ukshitaha. Third meaning is given Ukshitaha. One who is soaked in nectar of immortality. So Amrutena va Ukshitaha. Ukshitaha means Siktaha. The mantra word is Ukshitaha. Shankaracharya's meaning is what? Siktaha. See, Suvarchasam, we saw the meaning first. Aham vrikshasya reriva, kirti prishtam gireriva, urdhva pavitro vajini vasvamrutam asmi, dravinagum suvarchasam, sumedha amrutokshitaha. Amrutokshitaha, we are seeing the meaning of amrutokshitaha. We saw the meaning of the word Amrutaha, Amarana Dharmaha. Saha Tanmay Udayavan, Nan. So, Savatravan, I am not subject to mortality, I am immortal. Okay. Then, Amrutokshitaha. There, that Amrutokshitaha, Shankaracharya gives three meanings. First, you must take it as Akshitaha, which means Akshinaha or Avyayaha. When you take this Akshitaha as Akshinaha or Avyayaha, it means the one who is not subject to change. The one who is free from all sixfold modifications, including, okay, old age, etc. Then, next word, Akshataha means one who is not wounded or hurt. One who is not wounded or hurt. First itself, you know, one who is not subject to death, one who is not subject to change, one who is not subject to wounded or hurt. Then, one more meaning, Ukshitaha means one who is soaked in the nectar of immortality. Okay, next. Amrutaha, Akshitaha, Aham, Ityadi, Brahmanam. See, these are the words actually revealed, this is words coming in the mantra which belongs to Brahmana portion, which means Yajurveda mantra only. So Yajurveda mantra meant for Japa. Okay. Now 2.6 to the same last I'm reading. ityevam trishankoho rishehe brahma bhootasya brahma vidaha vedanu vachanam iti tas evam in this manner tas iti evam ityevam tas in this manner trishankor rishehe trishankoho rishehe means of the rishi of trishanku it means of rishi of trishanku so of rishi trishanku in possessive case rishehe trishankoho rishi nudaya trishanku nudaya who is this rishi trishanku brahma bhootasya brahma bhootaha means one who has become one with brahman brahma bhootaha means the one who has become brahman how can one become brahman there's no really becoming brahman one who has discovered his swarupam being brahman one who has discovered the absolute reality implied by the term brahman as one's own self he is said to be the one who has become brahman so brahma bhootaha So, brahma bhootasya rishehe trishankoho. All the words are in 66th case. Why? Because trishankoho is the noun. Rest are adjectives. Trishankoho. Who is trishankoho? Rishihi. Who is he? Brahma bhootaha. The rishihi. Trishankoho, who is a rishihi, who has become one with Brahman through knowledge. So who is he? Brahmavit, the Brahmavidaha. Third adjective, Brahmavidaha. Brahma Bhutasya means Brahmavidaha. The person who knows Brahman, thereby who has become one with Brahman, there who is also Rishihi the seer, and this Rishi who is he? Chitrishanku. His Vedanuvachanam, Veda Anuvachanam. No? Vedaha, I told you already, Vedanam means knowing, knowledge. Anuvachanam, Vachanam speech. Anuvachanam also speech. But when is his speech given? Speech immediately after the attainment of knowledge. That immediately, which means after the attainment of knowledge. But before the knowledge, he was Ajnani. So he cannot say this. Therefore, this declaration, the speech of Rishi Trishanku after his attainment of knowledge, that after is implied by this prefix anu. Okay? Anu vachanam, after the attainment of knowledge, this is a speech of, after attainment of knowledge, of Rishi Trishanku, the knower of reality, who has become one with Brahman. What is that? It is Vedo means Vedaha. Vedanam. What is Vedanam? Knowing. Atmaikatva Vijnanam. See, now Shankaracharya is commenting upon the word Vedanuvachanam. He takes the word Veda and he explains. Veda is equal to Vedaha. If you break that word Vedanuvachanam, Vedanu Vachanam is one compound. Now he says Veda is equal to Vedaha. Vedaha means not our regular Veda. Vedaha is a masculine gender noun, which means knowledge. Vedaha is equal to knowledge. What is knowledge? Vedanam, knowing. Vedaha, knowledge. Vedanam, knowing. Knowing means what? Atma ekatva vijnanam. Atma ekatvam, oneness of this reality. Oneness of Atma, oneness of the self is Atma ekatvam. Atmanaha ekatvam, Atma ekatvam. Atma ekatvasya vijnanam means knowledge, clear, doubt free, ascertained knowledge of the oneness of reality. Implied by the term Atma is Atmayekatva Vijnanam. Knowledge of the oneness of Atma is what? Atma Ekatva Vijnanam. Tasya Praptim Anu. Tasya Praptim Anu means Tasya Eka Atma Ekatva Vijnana Praptim Anu. After the attainment of knowledge of the self. This is the declaration or the speech of Rishi Trishanku, the knower of reality, who is one with Brahman. Okay. I'm moving on to page number 263. Are you all with me? Okay. Am I very fast? Okay. Page number 263. Atmanaha krita krityata khyapanartham. Krita krityata khyapanartham. Vama deva trishankuna arshena darshanena drishto mantramnayaha atmavidya prakashakaha ityartaha. See, atmanaha krita krityata khyapanartham. Okay, atmanaha, the positive case of atma, of the self. Okay, krita is a participle, done. Krita means done, performed, accomplished. When it put krityam, krityam means action. Please understand, krityam is a noun which means an action. And kritam means performed. When you add the noun krityata, krita krityam together, if you take krita krityam means performed action. Krita krityam means performed action. Krita krityata means accomplishment. Krita krityata means sayalin niraivu. Sayalin niraivu, accomplishment of a given action is called krita krityata. But here, what is krita krityata? The self-accomplishment. Accomplishment of one's own self. Fulfillment of one's own self is called krita krityata. So krita krityata together is one noun. Fulfillment, accomplishment of one's own self. Okay, kritam, separate word, krityam, separate word, krita krityata together mean fulfillment of a given end is called krita krityata. But here, krita krityata of the self, so accomplishment of one's own self here means accomplishment of mokshaha. The absolute accomplishment of one's own self in terms of attainment of jnanam. That is what now krita krityata khyapanartham. See, khyapanam means revealing. Khyapanam, revealing. Khyapayati, reveals. Khyapayati, reveals. Khyapanam, revealing. Now, khyapanartham, kimartham, khyapanartham, for revealing. Whenever this artha is added to a gerund, will give you for. Gamanartham, bojanartham, darshanartham, panartham, davanartham, like that we say jivanartham, like khyapanartham, for revealing the accomplishment of his himself, accomplishment of his own self, or for his for revealing his accomplishment, for revealing one's own accomplishment in terms of self knowledge. Okay, Vamadeva Vat Trishankuna. Okay, there was another Vamadeva Rishi, and he also declared his knowledge. Similarly, Trishankuna Arshena, Trishankuna by Rishi Trishanku, like the Rishi Vamadeva. There's another Rishi called Vamadeva who also declared his vision of the self. Like that here, by this Trishanku Rishi, Trishankuna Rishina, like the Vamadeva Rishi, Arshena Darshanena Drishtaha Mantram Nayaha. Okay, by this Rishi also it is revealed. What is revealed here? Arshena Darshanena Drishtaha Mantram Nayaha. Mantram Nayaha means Veda Mantra. This Veda Mantra, which was revealed, which he got revealed, Drishtena, Drishtaha Mantraha, means the mantra which was revealed to him, which was seen by him. The Veda Mantra, which was revealed to him, is said to be seen by him. Got by him. How? Arshena Darshanena. See, Arsha Darshanam means vision of a Rishi. Rishehe Darshanam, Arsha Darshanam. Please make a note. Anything pertaining to Rishi is called Arsham. That's why Arshavidya, like that Arsham Darshanam means Darshanam of a Rishi, vision of a Rishi is Arsham Darshanam. So Arsha Darshanena Drishtaha Mantram Nayaha means what? This Veda Mantra, I told you already, Amnayaha means Veda. Mantram Nayaha means mantra of the Veda, which was revealed to him through the vision of the Rishi. Means what? As a Rishi, as a Rishi, he got this mantra revealed to him. Not like ordinary mantra. Not like one teacher teaching a mantra, he got the mantra. No. This mantra is a Arsha mantra, which means Arshena Darshanena Drishtaha Praptaha Mantraha. This mantra which was revealed to him through the Arsha Darshanam, through the vision of Rishis. Means what? As the Rishi, he got this mantra revealed to him. That is the meaning. Okay? Arshena Darshanena Drishtaha Mantram Nayaha Atmavidya Prakashakaha Ityartaha. What does it do? Atmavidya Prakashakaha. It reveal Prakashayati iti Prakashakaha. This mantra Prakashayati. Ataha Prakashakaha. It reveals. Is a revealer. This mantra is a revealer of self-knowledge. Atmavidya Prakashakaha mantra. So this mantra is a revealer of Atmavidya. This mantra reveals the self-knowledge of the Rishi. And this mantra, it's a mantra belonging to Veda. This mantra which was revealed to the Rishi. And revealed by whom? Arshena Darshanena. It was revealed as a result of the vision of the Rishi. This mantra was revealed as a result of vision of the Rishi, and it reveals the vision of self-knowledge of the Rishi. Atpavidyam prakashayati iti atpavidya prakashakaha. So this mantra was got by revealed to Rishihi because of his Rishitvam, because of his status of being the Rishi. What makes a person Rishi? Rishittum katam prapnoti tapasa. Therefore, this mantra was revealed to him, seen by him as a result of his Rishittum, because of his tapas. And through that mantra, here Rishi oneself knowledge is revealed. His own knowledge of self is revealed. This mantra reveals his self-knowledge of the Rishi. Okay. Next, moving on to next line. Asya cha japaha. So japa of this mantra vidyotpatyartho vagamyate. I'm breaking this word now. Vidya utpatyartha. Vidyayaha utpatyartha. This mantra, japa of this mantra, asya, idanudaya japam. இந்த மந்திரத்தினுடைய ஜபமானது ஞானத்தை உண்டு பண்ணுவதற்காக. So this japa of this mantra, recitation of this mantra, chanting of this mantra is for the knowledge, attainment of knowledge, for rising of knowledge. ஞான உற்பத்தியர்த்தா வித்யோத்பத்தியர்த்தா அவகம்யதே. It is understood, avagamyate, it is understood that japa of this mantra is for the rising of knowledge. So it's meant for the attainment of knowledge. Vidya utpatyartha, ayam asya mantrasya japaha iti avagamyate. This iti shabdaha is understood. Next. Are able to follow? Okay, next. Ritam cha ityadi karmopanyasat anantaram cha vedana vachana patad etad avagamyate. Now Shankaracharya writes his own commentary. Okay, now he finished his commentary upon the Rishi's mantra. Now he writes his own commentary, not on the mantra, after the mantra he is writing. Ritam cha swadhyaya pravachane cha, that he mentions. Ritam cha ityadi karma upanyasat anantaram. What does it mean? Upanyasat anantaram, after the discussion on the topic of karma, such as ritam, etc. What he says, in the previous section, there was discussion on the karma rituals. Remember rituals and japa, etc. Please remember, in the previous section, there was a discussion on different rituals and disciplines. So Shankaracharya reminds us, ரிதம் ச இத்யாதி கர்ம உபன்யாசாதனந்தரம் கர்மோபன்யாசாதனந்தரம் உபன்யாசக டிஸ்கஷன் ஆர் டீச்சிங். சோ ஆஃப்டர் தி டீச்சிங் ஆர் டிஸ்கஷன் ஆன் தி டாபிக் ஆஃப் கர்ம, கர்ம மீன்ஸ் ரிச்சுவல் டிசிப்ளின் எக்ஸெட்ரா இன்வால்விங் ரித்தம் எக்ஸெட்ரா, அனந்தரம் ஆஃப்டர் வேத அனுவச்சன பாடாத், after that the lesson presented, the lesson of veda anuvachanasya patat, because of the lesson of the declaration of Rishi's words, because of the declaration of Rishi's words, yetad avagamyate, this is understood. What is understood? Evam, in this manner, shrautasmarteshu nityeshu karmasu yuktasya nishkamasya param brahma vidishoho arshani darshanani pradurbhavanti ஆத்மாதி விஷயாணி இதி. I'm going to read, don't worry. Let me make it clear. See, Shankaracharya shows, here is a corollary, here is a lesson we have to learn. What is the lesson that we learn? That after the discussion on karma, the topic of karma, immediately following that lesson, we are having the lesson on the declaration of Rishi's self-knowledge. Please listen. After the discussion on the topic of karma, we are having the declaration of Rishi's self-knowledge. From this, we are learned one lesson is understood. Avagamyate, yetad avagamyate. This is understood from this. What is understood? Evam, in this manner, he says, Param Brahma, okay. Arshani Darshanani Pradurbhavanti. Please listen. Arshani Darshanani Pradurbhavanti. Pradurbhavanti means happen. What happen? Arsha Darshanam happens. See, such revelations. Revelations possible for rishis. Revelations possible for rishis are said to be Arsha Darshanani. These revelations happen for rishis, or revelations possible for rishis happen. Okay, rishis happen. Arshani Darshanani Pradurbhavanti. And these revelations possible for rishis pertaining to the self, etc. Revelations of rishis happen related to self, etc. For whom? Vividishoho. Vividishoho happen only for the person who wants to know. Is it clear? See from the last one. Atmadi Vishayani. Atmadi Vishayani means here pertaining to, related to, subject matter related to Atma. What are they? Arshani Darshanani Pradurbhavanti. Clean sentence. Arshani Darshanani Pradurbhavanti. Revelations of Rishi are said to be Arshani Darshanani. Revelations are visions pertaining to rishis, rishis. So revelations of rishis happen. The revelations pertaining to the Atma, etc. happen. Subject matter of Atma happen for the one who has desire for knowledge. Vividishoho. Vividishuhu means what? Vividishuhu. Vetum iccha yasya saha vividishuhu. Vetum iccha yasya saha vividishuhu. Vetum iccha vividisha. Vetum iccha vividisha means desire to know. Vetum iccha, desire to know. Vividisha. One who has vividisha is vividishuhu. And possessive case is what? Vividishoho. Arya virumbuhindravanukku. Arya virumbuhindravanudaya. So, okay. These revelations of rishis pertaining to the Atma happen for the one who wants to know. Wants to know what? Param Brahma. One who wants to know Param Brahma. So, revelations of rishis happen for the person who wants to know the absolute reality. Okay. When do they happen? Revelations of rishis happen for anybody, whoever wants to know Brahma. So Brahma, Param Brahma Vidushoho, Arshani Darshanani Pradurbhavanti, Atma Vishyani. Okay. Revelations happen for the person who wants to know reality. Who is that person? For whom? It is not enough if a person is simply Brahma Vividishuhu. It is not enough if a person is simply a Brahma Vividishuhu. It is not enough if you merely want to know Brahma. You must be Nishkamaha. The person who wants to know Param Brahma, at the same time, he is a Nishkamaha. Nishkamaha means he is free from the hold of desires for anything else. Nishkamaha means vairagyavan. The person who is dispassionate towards arthakama dharmas, the person who is committed to the pursuit of jnanam, who he is a param brahma vividishuhu, for him arshani darshanani pradurbhavanti, rishinudaiya jnanangal avanukku yerpadugindrana. Arshani darshanani, revelations of rishi happen for a person who wants to know the reality, but who is a nishkamaha, who is dispassionate. Okay, dispassionate means what? Dispassionate towards the results of all the rituals. So how does he do? Shrauta smarta nityeshu karmasu yuktasya. The person who is, no, the person who has become pure and steady. Yuktaha means the person who is integrated minded. How do you become integrated minded? Because of his living life of karma yoga. By performing shrauta karma, smarta karma, nitya karma. By performing all those shrauta, smarta, nitya karmas, this person has become integrated minded. Karmasu yuktasya. The one who was living a life of karma yoga, as a result of which a person has become integrated minded, thereby he is dispassionate, and as a result of which now, such a person who wants to know Parambrahma, such a person alone, is arshani darshanani pradurbhavanti. The revelations of Rishi happen for a person who has tapas. So revelations of Rishi will not happen for ordinary person. One must have tapas. Well, what is the tapas here? This person, shrauta karma he must have performed, smarta karma he must have performed, and nitya karma he must have performed. So being endowed with all those karmas, having lived a life of karma yoga, who has become integrated minded, thereby he is also mature and nishkamaha, who is dispassionate also, and who would have performed them also as nishkama karma, he would have performed. Such a person alone who wants to know Brahma, for him naturally, because of his tapas, these revelations of Rishi happen. Revelations of Rishi having us pertaining to the self, etc., happen. Atmadi Vishayani Arshani Darshanani Parambrahma Vidushoho Pradurbhavanti. He is not simply a Parabrahma Viduhu, Parambrahma Viduhu, Vidushuhu. He is not simply the one who is interested in knowing Parambrahma. He is also Nishkamaha. Shrauta smarteshu nityeshu karmasu yuktaha. For such a person, yuktasya, nishkamasya, parambrahma vidushoho, arshani darshanani pradurbhavanti, atmadi vishayani iti avagamyate, yetad avagamyate. This is the lesson we understand from here. So, what he says, Shankaracharya, here, beautiful lesson. See, when somebody is a Rishihi means, please listen. Rishihi means Rishati Janati Iti Rishihi. The person, anybody can become a Rishihi. How? Rishihi means one who gets subtle facts revealed to him. One who has subtle facts revealed to him because of his tapas. Because of his disciplined life, highly, highly disciplined, strict disciplined life. Okay, a person of tapas is the one who lives a highly, strictly disciplined life. For him, subtle facts become revealed. And whoever gets subtle fact revealed to him is said to be Rishihi. He is also said to be Mantra Drashta. Subtle facts become revealed to a person. Okay, he is called Mantra Drishta in the form of mantras only. Subtle facts become revealed to the person in the form of a mantra. He is called Mantra Drishta or Rishihi. Shankaracharya says, here we see the revelation of a Rishi. Rishi's vision, which is declared in his own words. Which means, and when is it discussed, this topic of Rishi's self-knowledge, the mantra revealing the self-knowledge of Rishi is presented immediately after the topic of karma. Okay, the previous lesson, the discussion was on karma. Immediately after that lesson, the revelation of wise person's declaration of his self-knowledge is presented, which means, what does it mean? The Rishi, how did he become a Rishi? Because of his tapas. So, any Brahma Vividishuhu, whoever wants to know Brahman, Param Brahma Vividishuhu, for him also, for Param Brahma Vividishuhu, Arshani Darshanani Pradur Bhavanti. Such revelations of a Rishi happen for the one who wants to know the Param Brahma, and for which he is also qualified. How he is qualified? He is a Nishkamaha. Nishkamaha means one who is free from passion, the Arthakama Dharmas. And how did he become Nishkamaha? Because he is Yuktaha. He is an integrated minded. How did he become integrated minded? The person who is integrated minded, disciplined minded, one who is dispassionate, for such a person who wants no Param Brahma, for such a person alone, these revelations of Rishi happen. This is because this person lived a life of karma, life of karma yoga, performing Shrauta Karma, Smartha Karma, Nitya Karma. He lived life Karma Yoga. Therefore, having lived life of Karma Yoga, having become integrated minded, having become dispassionate also, and this person, now with the desire to know Brahman, when he makes efforts, for him, revelations of Rishis happen. Is it clear? You see, all the now words are in sixth case that I want to understand. Yallingam yadvachanam yacha vibhakti viseshasya tallingam tadvachanam sacha vibhakti viseshasya viseshanasya. Adjective agrees with the noun in number, gender and case form. You remember that? So here, vividishoho is a sixth case noun. Vividishoho arya virumbuhindravanukku rishinudaiya darshanangal kidaikkindrana. ஒரு ரிஷியின் தர்சனங்கள் ஒருவனுக்கு ஏற்படுகின்றன. எவனுக்கு? அறிய விரும்புகின்றவனுக்கு. விவிதிஷோகோ, எதை அறிய விரும்புகின்றவனுக்கு? பரம் பிரம்ம விவிதிஷோகோ. ஃபார் த பர்சன் ஹூ வாண்ட்ஸ் டு நோ பிரம்ம, ஃபார் ஹிம் தீஸ் ரெவலேஷன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ரிஷி ஹேப்பன். பட் ஹூ ஹி மஸ்ட் பி குவாலிஃபைட் ஃபார் தட்? ஹீஸ் நிஷ்காமஹா, ஹீஸ் டிஸ்பாஷனேட். Yuktaha, he is integrated minded, because he was integrated because he was living a life of karma yoga, performing shrauta smartha nitya karmas. Okay, this is the exact meaning. Apart from that, this is the lesson understood. Avagamyate yetad avagamyate. So, ritam cha ityadi karma upanyasad anantaram cha veda vachana paathad yetad avagamyate evam shrautasmat teshu nityeshu karmasu yuktasya nishkamasya param brahma vidushoho arshani darshanani pradurbhavanti atmadi vishyani iti. ஏதத் அவகம்யதே. iti dashamanuvaka bhashyam. So, one more lesson is what? Simple lesson is what? Rishi has Atmajnanam. You also can have Atmajnanam. If you have desire for Atmajnanam, it is not enough if you have desire for Atmajnanam, you must also make efforts. For which one must live a life of karma yoga, performing all one's duties, including shauta karma, smartha karma, nitya karma, and thereby one also be, when you perform also, you perform as a nishkama karma. Okay? Performing a nishkama karma means what? With the commitment to the attainment of moksha and jnanam. So without being attached to the results of actions, when a person performs, without being dependent on the results of actions for one's happiness and security, a person performs one's duties, as a result of which he will become qualified and he will attain jnanam, which is the Arsha Darshanam, is another meaning. Okay? This is what I heard from Swamiji directly, I'm telling you. Sometimes this book, when they edited, this is the latest book. Okay? Sometimes he might have changed also. But exactly I'm telling you what I heard from him. Okay. But I'm also reading this book along with you only. I never read this book before. Okay, it's a new book. Any doubts here? Okay, can we want next lesson?
Swamini, the Srauta Smarteshu, those are the Nitya Naimitya Karmas, are they?
Yeah. And Nitya Karma, see, when you say Srauta Karma, Smarta Karma, the rituals prescribed in the Veda are said to be Srauta Karma. Shrutishu Uktani Karmani, Srauta Karmani. Then Smritishu Uktani Karmani, Smarta Karmani. Srauta Karma means mainly for men. Okay. So we have to take only our duties. We don't need to worry about it. It's a general instruction for any Vaidika. We should take as only our own duties. So here Srauta Karma means the rituals prescribed in the Veda, fire rituals, etc. And Smarta Karma means the non-Vedic, at the same time puja, etc., which came, okay, which are based on the Vedic form of worship. Non-Vedic worship, forms of worship, based on the Vedic forms of worship. Significance is the same. So they are all Smarta Karmani. So the person performs Srauta Karma, Smarta Karma. Nitya Karma means, Nitya Karma becomes what? Nitya Karma includes Naimittika Karma also. Means the rituals or the activities which should be performed regularly. Not daily, regularly to be performed. Nitya Karma includes Naimittika Karma also. So all the Karmani. In fact, we should take it as our own duties. Swadharma Anushthanam. Because we are not Vaidika, we are not doing rituals, we are not performing any Nitya Karma, Naimittika Karma, etc. We have our own Nitya Karmas. Of course, we bathe, we cook, we pray, worship. That's all we are doing. And then like we live a life of Dharma. They're all there. So Nitya Karma includes regularly to be followed than activities. Nitya Karmani. So it includes Naimittika Karma also here. So we should take it, how we should take it? We do not perform any Agnihotram, any ritual. So we should take these karmani as regular, our own duties. We all have our own duties. We have our Varna Dharma, Ashrama Dharma, especially Ashrama Dharma. Now as a person of your age, what can you do? You must be doing. That's all. Ashrama Dharmas. We have our own Ashrama Dharmas. According to our age, according to our responsibility, whatever we are supposed to do, we must be doing. Okay? And of course, we have regular worship, etc. Okay.
Can I ask a question, Swamiji?
Yeah?
On page 261, when we were talking about Sumedhastvam.
Yeah.
So Swamiji was talking about Sarvajnyatvam, you know, for a wise person, where you have the general knowledge, but not Sarvavetrutvam.
Yes, I was going to tell you that. Actually, what happens, that the verb veti means knows. Janati also means knows. The janati has gnya dhatu, veti has vid dhatu. Vid dhatu verb is veti. Gnya dhatu to know, from there you get the verb janati. Janati, veti, both verbs mean the same, knows. So Brahma yaha veti saha Brahma vitu. So Brahma yaha janatha Brahma gnyaha. Similarly, we say the person who knows the reality, an individual human being who has the clear vision of the truth as a jnani, is said to be sarvajnaha. Why? Because he know, one who knows the reality, which alone is there in the form of everything. Sarva rupena vidyamanam atmanam yaha janati sa sarvajnaha. One who knows the reality, the only truth of everything. Okay, Brahma, Brahman or Atma, the reality implied by the word Brahman or Atma is the only reality of everything. By knowing the reality of everything, everything is what? All forms, names and functions are mithya. Reality is the only satyam. By knowing the satyam, the only satyam of all mithya forms, names and functions, one becomes all-knowing, sarvajnaha. The wise person is said to be sarvajnaha. Why he is not said to be sarvajnaha? There is only reality, which is the only satyam. Everything else is what? Mithya. By knowing the only satyam of all mithya of forms, names and functions which constitute the mithya universe is also said to be sarvajnaha. Satyajnaha is sarvajnaha. Here Bhagavan also said to be sarvajnaha, but sarvavit also. So here sarvavit means the one who has the detailed knowledge of everything, called sarvavit. But one who has the knowledge of the reality in general is called sarvajnaha. So Bhagavan is sarvajnaha sarvavit. A wise person can only be a sarvajnaha, which means the wise person who has the knowledge of the absolute reality, which is the only liberating jnanam, absolute knowledge. Okay, the wise person will be ignorant of many things in life. A Brahma jnani who is a mukta purushaha, but still he may not know computers, he may not know physics, chemistry, or he may not know so many things in the world. If he was a physicist in his ajna, previous purvash before that, he may know physics, but he may not know still ignorant of medicine, engineering. See, the Brahmajnaha need not be, should not be mistaken for the knower of everything. Okay? One who knows the reality is the knower of reality. Swamiji used to say, the person who knows physics is a physics jnaha. He need not be English jnaha, he need not be other, he doesn't need to know everything. The person who knows physics, he knows only physics. He knows chemistry, he knows chemistry. Like that person who knows Brahman, he has the knowledge of Brahman. But he is liberated, he is a great person, no doubt. It does not mean he knows, he has knowledge of everything. Whereas, when we say Bhagavan, Bhagavan is the source of all knowledge. Who is Bhagavan here? The same consciousness manifests in all the minds, because of the presence of which all knowledge is possible, is looked upon as sarvavit. Is it clear now? So Bhagavan, when you say, Bhagavan's all the intellects belong to Bhagavan. Therefore, upadhi is so big. Therefore, all knowledge, the detailed knowledge of everything is possible only for Ishwaraha. So the wise person is said to be sarvajnaha, but we cannot call him sarvavit. Sarvavit means same meaning, but still this shastram puts separately. We cannot call him the knower of everything in terms of having the detailed knowledge of everything. Is it clear?
Just one more question, carrying on, right? So Bhashyakara, so Swamiji says, Bhashyakara gives Sumedhastvam as the qualification of Parameshwara. That Parameshwara is myself. Then he talks about the Kaushala Yoga. Sumedhastvam is due to having expertise in creation, etc. So, how should we take it? Should we take it as...
No. Here you can take it as because this Jnani talks, see, even though he is not Sarvavit, he is as good as Sarvavit being a Sarvajna. Okay?
Surupa.
See, I am identical with, I am Ishvara. A wise person can definitely say, Aham Ishvaro, Ishvaroham. Aham Ishvaraha Asmi, a wise person can say. That does not mean he has Sarvavetrutva. So he says that way, Aham Ishvaraha. Is it clear?
No, I understand, yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you did some homework, Sachin. It's good. You're doing some homework. Okay. Now we have to move on to the last section. See, the last one I took so long just to make it very clear. Again,